Many teachers believe that the responsibility for learning lies with the students. If a long reading assignment is given, instructors expect students to be familiar with the information in the reading, even if they do not discuss it in class or on a given examination. The ideal student is considered to be one who is motivated to learn for the sake of learning, not the one interested only in getting high marks. When research is assigned, the professor expects the student to take the initiative and to complete the assignment with minimal guidance. It is the student's responsibility to find books, periodicals, and articles in the library. Professors do not have the time to explain how a university library works. They expect students, particularly graduate students, to be able to exhaust the reference sources in the library. Professors will help students who need it, but prefer that their students not be overly depend on them. In the United States, professors have other duties besides teaching. Often, they are responsible for administrative work within their departments. In addition, they may be obliged to publish articles and books. Therefore, the time a professor can spend with a student outside of class is limited. If a student has problems with classroom work, the student should either approach a professor during office hours or make an appointment.
15. For what purpose does an ideal student learn?
What do professors expect students to do with their research assignments?
17. What's the best way for a student to approach a professor about his problems with classroom work?